This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 295, how academic writing myths will lower your IELTS score. You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, we look at a question from a student who got some bad advice about IELTS essay writing, and we'll show you how to make sure you don't follow bad writing advice too.
Hey, Jessica, what's going on?
Hey, I am doing well. I'm doing more yoga lately because my knee went all funky. I know you're a big yoga person.
I know. I didn't know you were getting into yoga. That's pretty cool. What kind of yoga are you doing?
Just whatever I find on YouTube. I found this cool YouTube channel called Yoga with Adrian. And so I've just been doing some of those. I'm a reluctant yoga person because you know that I just want to run. That is what makes me feel good. But I finally had to admit that for some reason, my knee is not happy with me and it's a little bit swollen. So now I've been swimming and doing yoga, just trying to
that's a good idea. Sometimes you have to do other things. You have to listen to the body.
It's good. It's healthy to branch out and exercise in different ways because you do a bunch of stuff. Like you run and bike.
I'm getting ready for this crazy, we call it the presidential traverse, which is we're going to hike like a series of, I think, 6 or 7 mountains in 2 days. And it's like you hike the range. It's totally insane. It's like, I think it's about 20 miles in the mountains. So I have about a month to get ready. Yeah, it's going to be wild. So I have to do a lot of training for that. Oh, God.
Totally. Or just like you did last time, just don't really train and just go. Didn't you do that before? Like your huge hike last time?
Oh, you pay for that. Oh my gosh. I could not move last Sunday and Monday. I could not move. It was terrible.
Oh no. Okay. Well, you learned your lesson. You know,
we live and learn. So keep us updated on your yoga, Jessica. That's great. I actually think that it's good because yoga is so different from running and swimming and hiking. Like you're getting a nice variety and it's so good for your, it's good for your mind, I think.
It is though. Nothing is going to, because I'm not even good at stretching either because I don't know, like there's so much stuff to do, right? And so that's one of the reasons I like running is it's efficient. I could knock out all the exercise I need in less than an hour and then I could like shower and start working. But with this other stuff, it's just time consuming. Mm-hmm. And so like going to the pool and so like it takes forever. But yoga, like I have to tell myself like this is not a waste of time. Like it's making me stretch. It's, you know, working on the muscles that I don't work on otherwise. So it is very beneficial. I just have to make myself like realize that.
But you're not going to try hot yoga, are you? You're going to try like Bikram yoga? No? Not going to get into that.
No. Okay. I'm not going to go to a studio. I just, I subscribe to the YouTube channel and to the Yoga with Adrian, which is really good, guys. I do recommend this. And I just do that at home. It's so easy.
That's awesome. I love it. I love it. Well, way to go.
No, I'm never going to do that hot one. I don't know how you do that. It sounds torturous.
Yeah, it's on hold for the summer, but I'll get back to it in the fall when it starts to get chillier. So, it's good. Yeah. It's good. It's crazy, but it's good.
Okay, so we got a question from a student in our Facebook group. The students in our course, they communicate a lot with each other and with us in our closed Facebook group. And this has really turned out to be a huge perk of the course. So,
it has.
So I'm just going to read her question because this has come up before, and I know some of you listeners out there, I know you're having the same doubts about stuff like this. And you know, I'm going to spoil it. It comes down to not trusting the right teacher. Okay. So she says, I have a question about writing task two. When I write, I think, I feel, I believe in the essay. Does it make the essay too personal? I really like Jessica's writing task to sample in the Three Keys IELTS because it is easy to memorize the sentence structure. But my teachers always say to me, it's too personal.
Oh my God.
When the question says, what is your opinion? Blah, blah, blah. I think I should explain my opinion. In that case, how do I explain my opinion without using I think? And then it says, I am taking an IELTS course at ELS in Australia right now. Okay, so this actually happened a couple times last week where my response was like, this is a good example of trusting the wrong system.
Teacher.
Guys, IELTS is unique. You're not writing a research paper for a professor. Okay, you're not following the same academic writing rules as you do in real life. IELTS is not real life, you guys. There are specific things the examiner looks for that he or she will not find in your essay if you are following academic writing rules. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So this is a really good example of that, you guys. You must give your opinion clearly in writing task two. In fact, under the writing task two questions, the IELTS instructions say you should use your own ideas, knowledge, and experience to support your arguments with examples and relevant evidence. You have to use your stuff, guys. This is about you. And in right. order to get a high score on the task response category, you have to say, in my opinion, I believe, blah, blah, blah. The examiner looks for that.
If you're ready to end your battle with IELTS and finally achieve your target score, then you need a solid study plan. We have it in the Three Keys IELTS Success System. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and we'll see you inside our private Facebook group today. How can you talk about your own experience without saying, I believe, or I think, or in my opinion? That's ridiculous. Yeah.
It's impossible, you guys. If you only use these academic writing things, like, it is widely considered, blah, blah, blah.
It is clear that.
Yeah, exactly. That's not strongly communicating your position. Okay. The examiner looks for your personal position on the topic. And that, in order to score highly, that has to be evident throughout the essay. Okay. Mm-hmm. In order to get a 6, you can just put it in at the end. That's fine. But if you want to score higher, you have to have a strong position throughout. And so the only way to do that is by using I.
Ugh, what is up with these teachers that are telling these students that you can't use I? And I feel like that guy, it's frustrating. I'm getting angry.
It is. It's really annoying. And I mean, luckily when this does happen, cause it's happened a couple times recently where I'm like, your tutor is wrong. That person is obviously not like, has no experience with the IELTS examination requirements. And the student always responds with, yes, that's what I thought. I trust you completely. Thank you. So it hasn't caused any problems and it does start some good discussions, you know, but I think the only danger in becoming too personal is when all of your examples are from your personal life. I think that's possible.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So remember to have a variety of support. So in paragraph 2, use some fake research. In 1992, oh God, that's a long time ago. In 2010, let's make it more current. In 2010, Stanford published a study, blah, blah, blah.
I was just going to mention, if you guys want to learn more about how to come up with that fake research, we have done articles and episodes just on that topic, right, Jessica? Mm-hmm. So guys, go to IELTS.allearsenglish.com and type in fake research in the search bar so you can learn more about that, how to do that.
Yeah, there's a whole blog post about that. It's quite recent. Yeah. And it gives you sentence structures to use and everything you'll need. So try to have a variety of support. So one, like fake research study, and then in the next paragraph, you could use a personal anecdote. That's fine. But as long as you have that variety, you're good. It's not going to be too personal.
Yeah, I like that. And also coming back to just a general rule of thumb, we've said this a bunch of times so far on this podcast, but if you're in one of these classes outside of our course and a teacher tells you something that seems fishy to you, or even if it doesn't seem fishy, you want to ask the teacher how that connects to the scoring system. And if they can't give you an answer, if that teacher says, oh, don't use, I think, I feel, go back and ask that teacher, how does that affect my score if I use it or don't use it? And if you can't get an answer, then you're listening to the wrong teacher.
Exactly. Yeah. An IELTS professional will be able to tell you exactly which category and which band score that's going to affect. You know, I mean, in our discussion of it, I could say that, you know, this will get you a six or higher in task response. That teacher of the student is not going to have a response like that because absolutely nowhere in the scoring rubric is there anything about being too personal. It just is not, it's not there ever.
It sounds like that's probably an academic teacher, right? Exactly. More of a, an essay, a university essay writing tutor or something.
Yeah.
Not an IELTS teacher. Yeah.
Exactly.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. And if you look at this question again, guys, this just tells you that everything you need is in the system, is in our course. I give you the language you need to express your opinion, the higher level vocabulary, because being personal doesn't mean being informal. So I guess that would be the other danger of going the personal route. Being personal is not being informal. You can express personal experience and personal opinion with high level sentence structure and vocabulary. So like this student says, she loves my sample essay and template in the course because it's easy to remember the sentence structures and the phrases, the linking phrases. And that's all she needs. If she just like quit that course that she's in and just trusted, you know, what's already there, the materials that are already there, then she would have more time to, I don't know, watch a movie and read a book.
Yeah, because instead now the other course is kind of undoing what she's learning or challenging what she's learning that's correct from us. And it's just a big waste of time. It's just making the process slower, guys, to get to that target score.
Oh, my God. And the money. Goodness gracious.
Oh my gosh.
There's a school here that I saw is advertising an IELTS course, and it's like super intense. It's crazy. It's like 4 hours a day, five days a week for a month. Oh my God, I looked at the curriculum and stuff too, and I just went through crossing stuff out. Just like,
busy work, right?
Seriously, just like, you don't need this, you don't need this, you know, like, it's ridiculous. And the money, oh my God, I think it's almost $2,000 just for like this month long class. Ugh.
It sounds like these schools are trying to just fill your time with a lot of stuff you don't need. So you'll be paying for like a half time, almost a full time course. That's a crazy amount of money. $2,000 for an IELTS course where you can get a really solid one. I mean, our course is $197 and that's the most you're going to pay for now. It's ridiculous. The difference.
Yeah.
Wow. That's incredible.
It's pretty shocking.
Okay. Wow.
You need to evaluate stuff, guys. So if you do want to sign up for a class like that, then just make sure to ask tough questions. Okay. Talk to the teacher. Yeah. Say, how long has this teacher been involved in IELTS? You know, what's this teacher's experience? And ask tough questions to the teacher directly. How does this connect to the scoring system? Always come back to that, guys. How does this connect to the scoring system? How does this change what the examiner's going to do? Right.
Yeah, that's the only question.
So always
ask
those questions. Yeah.
Yeah. I love that. It's like you wouldn't go and buy a new car without asking tough questions about the car, about the brand, about the safety. And why would you just go into any school and just blindly trust these schools?
Yeah, totally. And it's also with online courses as well. I was looking at another online IELTS course, and I'm not going to say the name, of course, but it was, oh gosh, how much was it? I think it was almost $500 just for like a month of access. Maybe 2 months, but it was, at the most, it was 2 months access to the course. And again, looking at the website, I couldn't see how this course was going to help, you know, and that should be obvious. You should be yeah. able to look at the sales page or whatever and see student testimonials, know who is making the course. And that's this other thing with these huge brands and their courses. You don't have access to who is making the course. You don't even know who made it. They don't tell you that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. These big corporate brands, you're on your own, basically, especially if you're online. Whereas I like that in our course, you can get into the private face group immediately, guys, and you can ask Jessica, the person who made the course, you can ask her your questions and she's there ready for you guys. So I love that.
Totally.
Very cool. Yeah.
Yeah. So just be careful, guys. Just remember, you know, the academic writing rules are not IELTS rules. It's not the same thing.
Good. Awesome. And guys, if you're ready to get into our course, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. And before we finish up, I want to say a special thank you to the people who have reviewed us in iTunes, guys. So these reviews really help us to keep this show up in the rankings. So I want to say a quick thank you to Ariella from Brazil, someone who wrote their name in katakana that unfortunately I can't read, from Japan on June 28th. Awesome. Meridad BC from Canada on June 27th. Anderson Bastetti from Brazil. And I think he ended up in our course, but I'm not sure.
Cool.
Ali 1612 from Germany and Contractor 110 from India. Those are just a few of the people who have reviewed us this summer, guys. And if you haven't left us a review yet, guys, we would really appreciate that. We know that this podcast is helping you guys to go ahead and increase your score. So let us know what you've done with this podcast. Go to iTunes, leave a review for IELTS Energy.
Yes, please. Oh, I love reading those. Yeah, please,
we
do. Guys.
We love it. Thanks, guys. All right, Jessica, this has been fun. Good advice as always, and we'll see you back here very soon.
All right, sounds good. Have a good day, Lindsay.
Bye. You too. Bye bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.